the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind. Hold your questions off till we get there. Perry Mason, Bill, I've been out this morning. Did we move commitments to February? It's an option. Nothing has been decided. We are weighing options. No, not options as in the market. Me purchasing options. Not that. That's a different kind of option. Don't play those unless you know what you're doing. But as far as commitments, we are just measuring the atmospheric pressure. We're trying to figure it out. There are a couple of options that I think are available that are most doable. There's two options that I'm down to. I don't see any way we get it done in this December, okay? Because I don't feel like I can do it right. Two options. Move it to February, that signing period. And actually, Todd has checked for me. I texted Todd yesterday because Todd threw out, Bill, we could move it to Feb earlier. And I said, well, if we had the unfortunate circumstance of the rooms not being available. And the only reason the rooms weren't available, y'all, is because a COVID cancellation group, rescheduled, which they typically would not have done, for mid-December, exactly where we're located at Commitments. And there were no rooms available. That is never the case in December. The Omni is always slammed, but there are pockets of the year that aren't as busy, and that's one reason why the Commitments get-together fits so well around that particular date, is that's not a real busy time at the Omni. One of the rare times it's not real busy, and that's why it fits and works so well for us, and that's why I can get you special rates for that event. Because it's important for me to get you a good rate for that. The Omni is much more expensive than the rate that we're able to get there for that event. Anyways, it got rebooked for the 14th and the 18th. That COVID cancellation group, which is a bunch of folks apparently, and there are no rooms available. That's what happened there. Now, February, you're starting to get close. You're not in the spring yet. You're in the winter, but you're moving on into March. Early February, though, I texted him yesterday. Okay, while I'm thinking about just the possibility of doing it in February 2nd, which is when the signing period starts then, what are the chances of us getting overlapped again with rooms being taken? And he said, if we check in actually on the 2nd, have the party up in the suite that night, and then the next morning, the 3rd, do the show, which would be a Thursday. So instead of a Tuesday, Wednesday, this would be a Wednesday, Thursday. He said, Bill, the rooms will not be taken. I can promise you that. So that's where we're at. No decision has been made But that is the option. There's two options. That's one of them. The other one is just to skip it until December of next year. Kevin Hagan's already looked it up. It's December the 14th. So the 13th and the 14th would be commitments in December of 22. Those are the two options that I see most viable. I've had several of you, Jeff Chu and company, say, Bill, just make it happen in December. Get people other rooms at other hotels. He's already said we can still have bar lines the next morning. We can still use bar lines. We just can't have the hotel, and meaning people staying at the hotel the night before. And we cannot have the party up in the Bill King suite because there will be no suite available. And I've had a few, Kevin Hagan and Jeff too and others, say, Bill, just do it then. I just don't think that's going to be possible. No, I appreciate the thinking there. I just don't think we can do it. So those are the options that I see most likely. Keep in mind now, things can change. But I think that's where we are at. So Perry Mason just checking in. I think that's where we stand with this. Chris Landry's coming up here in just a few minutes. Wednesday edition, and I am excited about all these games. Yeah, I'm excited about the week of college football that we've got. The last regular season massive weekend of college football. I'm excited about the games. I'm not excited about the other side of those games where we don't have them anymore. We've got bowl games and we've got the playoffs and all that. And still got Army-Navy. Yeah, Army-Navy's the last one. But I'm not excited about the end of the regular season. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not referring to the show. The show, this show, loves college football and its regular season. But this show is not dependent on the regular season of college football to continue. No. We identify there's a rhythm to the calendar year. There's a playing portion and a non-playing portion of the season. We take on each with fervor and gusto, and we don't worry about what time it is on the calendar. The calendar does not dictate this show's happiness. Sometimes I make it sound that way because I talk about how good the regular season is and we regret that it's about to be over, but that's not what I'm referring to. The show's happiness extends whether we've got games or not. Like I told you when some of the Corona Bros were threatening all of college football, I sat here and told you I am not worried about content if they get their way. I am not worried about it. First of all, I knew they wouldn't get their way down in the South, but I was not worried about it. I did not spend one second wondering what we would do if there was no college football. If they canceled. Not one second at all. Oh, and another note. You hear how they're trying to now kind of hint, you know, the holidays are coming up. Europe and some places are getting what are they calling this? The fourth wave of COVID? And you might want to consider just not doing so much. We did never considered that. That's not a consideration. Last year, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, nothing changed in 2020. We had people over. We had people in and out. We went places. That is not a thing. And let me also reiterate, I don't care who the president is. It could be Orange Man. It could be the current president. I am not listening to either one of them when it comes to shut something down. Okay? I am not listening to either one of them. That ain't happening. Nothing changes. Jeff, too. Bill, how about this as a compromise? Bare minimum, have a live remote the day of commitments at the Omni. I believe the last live remote was this past summer. Yeah, we did a show there from Kitchen Notes, kind of kicking off the return of everything down in the 615. You got to remember, I am not in Nashville, okay? I am in Wilco. I'm in the Franklin area. That's where I'm at. So I am not a Nashvillian. I'm a Franklinite, or whatever they call it. And the Omni is in Nashville, downtown and smack dab middle of, and they have different rules down there because of the mayor and all that. And when we came back, we did a show there. Yeah, we did. It was a few months ago. Jeff Two's right. Yeah, there are a lot of things we could still do with that, but the whole get-together, commitments is about camaraderie, about friendships, about you folks meeting each other. There are a million zillion connections that the people on this show have made with each other, and most of them I don't even know about. Folks who are now friends, folks who stay in touch, folks that might do business with each other. There are so many of those, and that event isn't about everybody's recruiting list. Now, you may be talking to your buddies about the recruiting list, but that event is not about everybody's recruiting list. That event is about everybody getting together and meeting and greeting, reacquainting, face-to-face. That's what it's about. And that's why we've had so much fun. Alan in Tampa. Bill, we didn't change a darn thing at our house. Bleep the Corona Bros.
We didn't either.
Wasn't even a thought. I mean, there was never a discussion about it. You know, people try and make that political. It is not political for me. At all. If it's Orange Man, if it's Ronald Reagan, and he said, everybody shut down, I would not listen. Okay? It's not about who the president is, for me. It's about not listening to the government telling you to do something that is absolutely silly. Not doing it. Joe, down in lovely Gunnersville, Alabama. Bill, I love a good anti-shutdown rant in the morning. Yeah, if it's one of the two Bush presidents, and they said, shut her down, Bill. Shut her down. No Thanksgiving, no mingling, no Christmas. I'm not listening to that. Ain't happening. Ain't happening, y'all. I'd have had commitments last year if we were allowed. No, we weren't. I mean, I can't go into a public facility and do what I want to do. I understand that part. But at the house, that ain't happening. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind. Go ahead and post your questions for him. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. He's coming up in seconds. Well, maybe a couple of minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It seems like it took forever to clean up those wrecks on Whites Creek Pike in the Jolton area this morning. They were up there for quite some time. Lots of traffic volume out here, but it's moving fairly decent in the last few minutes as we check out the traffic on 24 coming in from Rutherford County. Had that wreck a few minutes ago, 24 east near Whites Creek Pike in the Jolton area. It's been pretty rough in the Jolton area this morning with several different accidents. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. to even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Napa know-how.
When you buy the Napa bag for 99 cents, you'll get 20% off three or more items. No other bag saves you 20% on wipers, premium oil, headlamps, and more, which makes the Napa bag the best bag in the world. Sorry, handbags, man bags, punching bags, bagpipes, and even you, bags out of the eyes. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Offer ends 11/30/21.
Hey, Grizz Nation, let's get it. Come see your next-gen Grizz Friday at 7 as they take on the Hawks. Secure your spot today as the first 3,000 fans get a pair of Jaren Jackson Jr. slides. Get hyped, get ready to flock to FedEx Forum and get your tickets today. Call 901-888-HOOP or visit Grizzlies.com and hear every game on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunny with a high today of 60. Chance of showers tonight with a low of 43. And showers likely tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day with a high of 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Johnny Cottle.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com, gracious to move to today so we could get him in. Jason down in Alabama, Chris, wants to know what you expect from the Iron Bowl and should Alabama win comfortably, he asks.
Well, I expect Auburn to play with a lot of emotion, a lot of fire. It's a rivalry game. You should expect that this week in a lot of these games. In terms of comfortably winning for Alabama, I think the biggest problem that Alabama has, well, it's not the biggest, it's one of them, is tied to the biggest problem that they have, is that they can't run the football. So when Alabama gets leads, like last week against Arkansas, or really any of the games that have been relatively close, when they look like they're able to score and explosively attack an opposing defense, the problem is they can't finish it as strongly as they normally do. Normally that 4-minute offense is every bit as good as that 2-minute offense, and it's not this year. They don't run it as well. They went to some heavy jumbo looks last week to try to augment that and help it, but that's the reason. So that would be the reason why they might not be able to win going away. The difference could be, though, is that Auburn doesn't have really much of a passing game without Bo Nix. So I think the chances of, say, Auburn hanging around are not as good as what it was with Arkansas last week. So that's my thoughts on how that game is likely to play out. If Auburn has one of those games where, you know, everything just falls into place and they're suddenly throwing the football better than anyone expected, then it could get interesting. Barring that, I don't see it being that close.
Yeah, and Chris, we were talking about this earlier, but we're penetrating late November. Whatever problems you have ain't getting fixed, right?
No, you don't have it unless you're dealing with injury situations,
right,
and guys come back. This is personnel issues. They are not very good on the right side of their offensive line. They can't run the football as that's what they do. They have been a team that's been built around their offense that can explode and get points out of the passing game, but win games, salt games away with their run game. Well, they're missing part of that against really, against good defenses. So that's an issue. And then defensively, they're having a harder time getting stops, and particularly third down stops when they just don't make as many plays in the secondary as they have. And Will Anderson has been dominant, been great. And then been a couple of other players that have played pretty well for him. But for the most part, it's been very inconsistent with their run fits on the defensive front. And then the back end is just not playing well. They don't stay in phase nearly as well. Don't make as many plays on the ball. So it looks like a really good football team at times instead of just Alabama, which is the standard for Alabama is different. So yeah, a playoff caliber team if you take away the top one or two teams, but probably not good enough to make it unless they're able to pull off a Herculean effort in a week.
The GOAT down on the lovely beaches of the Emerald Coast. Ask Chris what he's hearing on the Florida coaching search.
Still early. A lot of information is being put out there. I refer back a little bit to last week, but remember that 10% of the agents represent 90% of the candidates. So you're going to hear names thrown out, some of which are legitimate, some of which are not. But it creates some leverage for maybe another opportunity. So just keep that in mind out there when you're hearing some of that. Some of it may have legs, but some of it may be like a backup option when they're trying to get someone else. And that's the leverage that you have when you've got, again, so few agents that handle so many clients. Very often, if you got, say, six clients that they really will look at a school, maybe as many as three or four is represented by one agent, he can kind of manipulate that. And what he can use the media, because the media wants to know everybody's got to have their list, and they throw out a list and they're just throwing stuff against the wall. Where do you think they're getting at? They're getting it from the underling from the agency to throw this name out and throw that name out. That's why you hear a Bill O'Brien's name for one job when they're really trying to get him in to the Virginia Tech mix, because if it's perceived that, oh, so-and-so is considering, maybe we ought to interview. That's how this works. So I think take things with a grain of salt. It's really early. I've got my eye on one guy in particular that I think they are making a strong run at, or will make a strong run at. Not going to mention publicly because I don't know that for certain, but just, and he hasn't really been mentioned prominently with that. But if, he's got a really good job and may not want it. But I think that what they need is, always keep this in mind, administrators tend to go the opposite of what they had, because what they had didn't work, so they want something different. So I'll give this tip out there. What was Dan Mullen? Not a good recruiter, not emphasizing recruiting. I would think that the guys to keep your eye on, the guy that emphasizes recruiting to the nth degree, they're going to try to find their guy that can match, at least from a recruiting standpoint, what Georgia's trying to do, what Alabama's trying to do, A&M's doing. That's what I think they feel they need. Now, whether they can get them, we'll see.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Ask Chris about Hugh Freeze apparently staying at Liberty with his new deal.
Can't get any traction. Can't get into any of these jobs. When I, in my coaching search work, when discussion of his name, the feeling is almost like when you, if you have a, somebody tells an off color joke at a party, and it just kind of, everybody goes silent and back up. It's same thing.
It's
when you bring up Hugh Freeze. awkward. Like, it never gets to the football discussion, which is what I'm focusing on. I'm not an expert on, you know, the other stuff. And that other stuff has to be something you look at. But there's still, there's something there. I think there's some real issues within the SEC in the league office still with him, NCAA-wise, not basically a kind of a frowning on it, but I think it's kind of extended, not officially, but unofficially outwardly. He's not even in a conversation. And, you know, this is one where you got a deal, and obviously they're happy with him, but this is one that he wasn't able to use a leverage deal. Administrators, with all due respect, some of them are not the sharpest folks when it comes to understanding the coaching landscape. So I think maybe some of it just may be, well, we think that somebody's a candidate, so let's go ahead and make a deal. We see that happen. I mean, we saw that happen with Penn State and James Franklin. They were, again, the power of the agent today is just incredible what you can get. You no longer have to be good or successful. You just have to have your newest contract come up. It is just like NFL free agency. It's like the average guys get the money and the rising tide raises all ships. Remember when baseball had first free agency? I can remember when the first utility infielder got like $400,000. And I'm like, everybody was like, what? Well, what the heck's a great shortstop going to get? Well, they got a lot more. And everybody's excited. You think Jimmy Sexton's salivating even more with the contract that he just got? And if Kirby Smart wins a national championship, how you think that's going to go? Because he's raised it. Look what Mel's making. Look what the Pens. I mean, think about that. It's going to make every deal just become a little bit more and more and more. The money's not. At some point, you think it's going to have to level off, Bill, but I hadn't figured out what that cutoff point is. Somebody's going to say it, but nobody is. All these administrators say right now is uncle. Uncle, Mr. Sexton, here's the check. Fill it out and be kind to us.
I know. Chris, I was asking 25 years ago to league commissioners, when's the TV money going to flatten out and when is the coaching salary money going to flatten out? And it's never flattened out. It's never, I keep thinking like you at some point, but with the new money, when they do expand the playoffs, and they're speculating that the SEC revenue will be $1 billion, double what it is now once Texas and Oklahoma is fully in, I don't know when the money's going to flatten out for any of it.
You know what the biggest problem is? I'm telling you, because I deal with this on a daily basis, this time of year in particular, but all year round to some degree. No disrespect, but these administrators don't know football. They are purely PR conscious. So, administrator so-and-so, for public consumption, A, does not want to lose their coach because that's perceived. You didn't do your job. You let our guy leave. Okay? So they don't want that. Two, they want to hire the big name. You hear the whole term, win the press conference. They want to win that. You know why? Because when the guy flops, no one criticizes the athletic director. Because, well, man, he went out and hired the shiny bright star. It didn't work. It's when you go out and try to find the really good player. Everyone wants the name guy. I approach evaluating coaches like I approach evaluating players. There's a critical factors, and I don't give a darn. I thought Josh Allen was better than Baker Mayfield. One went to Wyoming, one went to Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. And so, but these guys don't get, you can't hire this guy from this school and it's not profile enough for us. And what you end up getting is it is not the right hire, but the administrator doesn't know the right hire. He doesn't know, and he's afraid of the PR backlash. You know, Auburn's president without an athletic director. Oh, my God, we can't let Gus Malzahn go to Arkansas. We got to sign him up. And then a year later, we're just going to pay money through the nose. My thinking is, if I'm at a Penn State or I'm at an Auburn and I'm running it and I get a chance, I say, really? Arkansas wants him? I'm rubbing my hands said, you mean I inherited this guy and he can leave and it doesn't cost me anything and I can go find a really good coach? That I would love that, but these administrators don't know how to do it, and when you explain it to them, they're scared to do it. They are scared to do it because if they take that leap, they get the axe, they get vilified, and it is self-preservation, and they can sell the idea. Well, look, what do you want? We went hard, you know, it's like drafting the Heisman Trophy. What do you think? It's a different world. But in the draft, football people making decisions, so they know better. But it's gone where the old days where you had ex-coaches that knew who could really coach. They made better decisions because they knew the landscape. These guys don't. And look, God bless them. It helps me in my consulting business because that's all I deal with is the coaching part and the football part of it. But you would be shocked some of the conversations I have. It is like you feel like you're going into a graduate-level college class and you're teaching a bunch of kindergartens. It's really a mess. And that, in a nutshell, is why the agent has such an advantage. And the agent, and even myself, we're involved in maybe 20 coaching searches a year. An athletic director is only involved in two, maybe. Because if you screw up at least two of them, you're not getting a third. You may not get a second. So the advantages goes to the ones with that has a better understanding of how it works because you do it all the time. And, again, when you got the leverage, if you're an agent, I mean, I got to tell you, it is a business that is so unique and so slanted towards one side that it is literally an unbelievable. They say the landscape of, you know, in certain businesses, the antitrust, and man, this is one that is just such a disadvantage to schools. And you're dealing with this right now. A lot of guys are worried about, I'm going to look bad if I don't hire the name guy. Sorry for the diatribe, but it is just, I'm dealing with this every day. So you're my Thanksgiving vent.
I was just thinking about, we only got a minute before the break, but Barry Alvarez, now he's a football guy.
Yes.
Comes from the playing side. But at Wisconsin, he wouldn't play Brett Bielema's money threats.
Amen. Good. Minds think alike. I was, because I was going on too much with my dribble, I was getting ready to say, you don't see that dude that Barry Alvarez get caught up in that mess.
No,
thank you for bringing it up. That's exactly right. But you don't have the many Barry Alvarezes out there.
Chris, you got a couple minutes on the other side?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. More Chris Landry, because I got a bunch of questions here we'll try and hammer out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of accidents out here the last few minutes. 24 East just passed White's Creek Pike, Thompson Place, and Murfreesboro Pike. Trying to recover in Hermitage from that earlier wreck. Tons of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, December 26th. All the fun details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student-athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Open the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Couple of more minutes with Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information, college and pro. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina is a big Clemson fan. Ask Chris about Carolina. They're playing with some confidence. Clemson just played their best game, too. How does he see that matchup?
Well, Clemson's playing a little bit better. It's good to see that. Look, here's the thing about South Carolina. I want to give all the credit in the world to Shane to get them where they are. It's fine. But when I look at South Carolina, they're not very good. But they've managed to win a couple of these games against teams that are struggling. You know, Auburn, for example. We know Florida. Those are really big feather-in-your-cap type wins. You know, on one hand, it's fool's gold because those teams are really struggling. But South Carolina's not very good. They're not very talented. So it's not – I mean, at least they're getting it done. So I want to give them the due credit, but I think people jump the gun sometimes and think, boy, they're really, really good. I think they can be competitive and play with a lot of confidence. I just – going to be interesting to watch this game and it not – and knowing that it's not going to be a – you know, a 50-point win guaranteed. Because I think as much as Clemson's improved offensively, I still think this could be a little bit closer. But I think Clemson's better, and I think they win, and I think they win by at least two possessions.
Pac-12 Dave down on the Emerald Coast. Ask Chris about Washington, Washington State.
Hey, look, Washington State, the interim coach here, Coach Dickert, has done a really good job. Man, he wins this. That may be the guy that they keep. Washington State, Oregon State still in the mix in the North. I do like Washington State's chances here. This is not, for example, Leach could never get over the hump there. But Washington's struggling, and I don't know what they're trying to do offensively there. It's a mess, and it's going to hit the reset button. I kind of like Washington State at least going into this game with their direction. So I'd give them a little bit of an edge here to maybe pull a much-needed win for them.
Michigan, Ohio State. Let's go back to that one. Is this going to be – Michigan can't hang in a big, high-scoring type situation, could they?
No, but they're a little bit better defensively. Let's use the comparison to Michigan State. No, right. Michigan State won the game, but Michigan State comparatively to Ohio State. Michigan's better defensively. They can bring some edge rush pressure. So they've got to be careful to not get too far upfield with their rushes, but be just enough rush to the heels of the tackle to where they can collapse the pocket and be disruptive. But you can maybe control the offensive Ohio State to some degree, but you're not going to stop it. And Michigan won't be able to score enough points to be able to win the game. My hope is that it's a more competitive game than these games have been before. I like that. You know, the excitement of a rivalry game that goes down with it and out into the fourth quarter. But Ohio State's on a different level offensively. They look like the second-best team in the country. They have the best offense in the country. And so I think they're able to take care of business. But I think the margin, at least for this year, is closed due to Michigan having a really good team, different level team defensively, but I still think there's a huge gap between the Buckeyes and the Wolverines.
Chris, down to about a minute. 6-1-4 Rob up in Ohio. Guys, a year ago, Indiana was the darling of the sports media. Tom Allen could do no wrong. Today, they're 2-9 and 0-8 in the conference. Has there ever been a faster flame out than Tom Allen?
We see that, but that's a lesson, isn't it? This job, that job, and I think Tom's done a good job. But keep that in mind for everybody that's jumping on. Well, this guy who's had one good year, man, you see what he did this year? Just think Tom Allen at Indiana. He was in that spot last year at this time. Everyone is so reactive to the moment. They don't understand that consistency and any level of success as a coach, scout, administrator, player is the key. And everyone focuses on what happened yesterday. Yeah, it's been awful. The offenses had no identity, the quarterback problems, on and on. We could do an hour show on Indiana's problems this year.
Chris, give me, and it's not enough time, but give me 30 seconds on the Egg Bowl.
Excited for it. Both quarterbacks are playing great. Should be a lot of fun. Defenses going to be the key. Protecting the football on offense. You don't want to lose a possession in this game because it might be the possession that cost you the game. I think both of these offenses will have some success, but defensively, both of them are improved. So it'll be an interesting challenge. Who can get some turnovers defensively?
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all your information.
LandryFootball.com is where you want to go. All the breakdowns, all the games, all the scouting reports, all the inside information, all the coaching searches, one-stop shopping football, podcasts, everything, post. We've got it all for you there. So check it out. Take advantage of the football season still that's still going on. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody at the station and all the listeners out there. We appreciate you.
Chris, happy Thanksgiving. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mr. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. He never disappoints. I'm telling you, nobody puts in the grind harder daily, decade after decade now, many decades, than Chris Landry. I don't care where they're at, where they work, what brand they represent. Nobody grinds it longer, harder, and more efficiently than Chris Landry. We put him on this show. I don't know what questions are coming. We don't pre-review the questions. They just come from wherever, right? Doesn't matter where they come from. All right, we got another break. Again, we are off Thursday, Friday. Now, there will be a show, but it'll be a best-of show, a replay show. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of accidents out here the last few minutes. 24 East just past White's Creek Pike, Thompson Place, and Murfreesboro Pike. Trying to recover in Hermitage from that earlier wreck. Tons of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, December 26th. All the fun details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends? Well, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Services offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and are the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for groups of all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available. For bass, crappie, and hybrids, all equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Did you know that fish are still very active in the fall and winter? Don't let the cold weather keep you away. Brian even provides an enclosed and heated pontoon boat for your comfort. So don't wait another day. Call Brian Carper and get out on the water. Visit briancarper.com. Check out his Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. Online at briancarper.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a prep legend of the week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunny with a high today of 60, chance of showers tonight with a low of 43, and showers likely tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day with a high of 54. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Johnny Cottle.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Waylon in Burnsville, North Carolina. Bill Landry is outstanding. I can listen to him every day, Bill. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Go Vols, he says. Big Tennessee fan over there in North Carolina. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. Clyde, big Michigan fan. Clyde, I still don't know where you're located, but he's found the show here in the last couple of months, I think, and he listens every day now. Clyde says, Bill, this sucks, no show for 2 days, but we'll have a lot to talk about Monday. Can't wait. Happy Thanksgiving. You too, Clyde. You too. Can't wait to get that game in on Saturday. Can't wait. Can't wait to start the turkey gumbo. See, my wife won't let me in to start the roux. So, I just want to feel like I'm making progress. We haven't even started. I haven't even gone to the store and bought all the supplies I need. I chopped up celery and a bunch of onions last night for the stuffing. But I need more of celery and more bell peppers and more onions, white and yellow, for the Trinity. Yeah, you cannot do the turkey gumbo without the Trinity. And can't do it without the roux either. At least I don't. I guess you can do anything you want to do, but... Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, for some reason, the game feels like 06. Now, again, that's Michigan, Ohio State, 06. It was number one versus number two. And like I've told you, we were debating because that was, what would that have been? 2 years into the SiriusXM deal that we were doing. We were there 10 years. And the big debate was, could that be a repeat game? Not only the last regular season game, and again, you didn't have the divisions in the Big Ten then, and could they play in the BCS championship game too? Could it be back-to-back? Now, that did not happen. Ended up that Urban Meyer, Chris Leak, was the quarterback. Tim Tebow was the battering ram, true freshman quarterback who would come in the short yardage situations. He says, Bill, I can't wait, though. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your turkey gumbo. Go Buckeyes. This Michigan team is much improved over the last couple of years. I do want to make sure that is fully appreciated and acknowledged here on this radio show. Is it enough to overcome the Buckeye firepower? And I don't think it is. The pathway to Michigan in this game is getting to C.J. Stroud. Those stud defensive ends getting to him. If you can keep him from staring down his route tree, and I don't mean in a bad way staring down, but I mean all those weapons, it's just too overwhelming. There are so many big plays among that group of weapons that Ohio State has offensively. The only pathway is you've got to get to Stroud. You got to get to it. And I do think they can do some of that, but is it enough to offset the scoring imbalance? I don't think it is. The most confusing game for me, the game that's got me mentally locked up, okay, meaning I'm going back and forth, I'm overthinking it, is the Egg Bowl. I think the Egg Bowl might be the best game we get to see from Thursday on, from Thursday to Saturday. Might be. That game, to me, is dead bleeping even. You've got two quarterbacks that are very hot right now. Will Rogers, you could claim at Mississippi State, is every bit as hot as C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. Obviously, his name does not have the recognition that those do. But this dude, and got to remember who his coach is, Mike Leach. Mike Leach is a brilliant quarterback, assessor and developer and coacher. Does it all. That game might just be the best game we get to see. The Egg Bowl. That is Ole Miss, Oxford, Mississippi, going to Stark, Vegas. Pac-12 Dave says Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to you, Pac-12 Dave, everybody down on the Emerald Coast, all our good friends down there as well. Markets this morning, you know what? I've got it on and I have not even looked. I have not even looked yet. If you're wondering, you've got today, the markets are off tomorrow, and then you've got a half day on Friday. I hate those half days. Hate's a strong word. I hate those half days. What's the point there? Well, it's a holiday thing. But it's hard trading in some of those days, particularly if you're into options like me. If it's just regular stock, then it might not be that much of a big deal to you. But when it's options, having fun with options, it's tough because the premium gets strained on some of those short weeks. You have to be really, really careful. At Patton _Cook, at Bill's Kick. next 2 days, you'll hear a show. It will just not be me live in there. We're off. We're off Thursday, Friday. Gonna start with the Thanksgiving preparations, and then it's on to the turkey gumbo. Frankly, I'd like to just get right to the turkey gumbo, but that's not happening yet. Probably Friday or Saturday before I'm able to get to that. Happy Thanksgiving to every one of you. Appreciate you very much. Still no word on what we've decided commitments-wise. I'm still playing that out in my brain. Lodge Bob.